Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, my friends. Happy Saturday. Be glad you're in Los Angeles where it's sunny and warm. I hope you exercise this morning. I hope you're ready to reach deep. We're going to reach deep today. You have a mission. I'm giving you a mission. I want to recreate your perception of what it takes you to get you where you want to go, whether you're sick with symptoms, whether you want radiant health and have had that much so far and want to continue well into your 90s. This is the perspective you've got to get. To my amazement, I would say, after four different educations, going through chiropractic school, a couple of years of acupuncture school, a ton of science through two pre-medical programs, and now a pursuit of even more science on top of that, countless mentorships, thousands of patients, I mean, really getting in there deep. To my amazement, I think today I could sum up your mission in a healing in 50 minutes. If you can attach to this, so you got to get deep with this. As always, you got to get deep. Today's show, Understanding Core, why you must reach the deeper levels to heal. Blah, blah. Not an esoteric title. A real title, meaning it means there's places in your body you've got to start talking to, inhabiting. Getting response from, I think, is the best way to say it. If you're symptomatic, if you're sick, you're not necessarily thinking about the fact that when you took a breath or when you stretched deep, you stretched your dural tissue. You pulled your tentorium cerebelli, your falx cerebrae, your sagittal sinus. You're not necessarily thinking about places real deep inside your physical body that you were receiving a response from in your chosen practice. Now notice what I said, in your chosen practice. Tomorrow you will be at church, perhaps, praying. That's your practice. You may be in a yoga class in 1 hour. That's a practice. This morning might be the liver cleanse. That's your practice. Your colon cleanse. That's your practice. Your dance class. You may be fermenting a new food to a highly beneficial state. That's your practice. Your health practice, how you balance your body, has a physical attachment to what? That's what today's show is about. To what? So I want you to think in terms of your health now as a layering. You are a bunch of layers. People who are young in their journey, people who are dense to more etheric processes, people who are highly material, black and white, yes or no. These are people who are dense in their constitution. These are not people that do particularly well in a holistic model. They are only penetrable to their superficial layer. What do I mean by superficial layer? Picture number 8. Go to picture number 8. If you're new to the show, I am Dr. Vincent Medici. StraightTalk.cc, not .com. That's with two T's, StraightTalk.cc. You got to get to the website. So you can attach pictures to the words. If you do that, it's a knockout. It is a knockout. I promise you. from Los Angeles to America, all over the world. The web reaches everybody. This stuff is not out there. You will not get it integrated the way I'm integrating it for you. I promise you that. Picture number 8. Take a look at that. Okay. That white stuff, that's the superficial fascia. Peel off somebody's skin, that's what they look like. Underneath your skin is that. That's it. If you only get that deep in your process, you're going nowhere. Now look at the left side of that picture. You can see the very superficial layer of muscle. Compared to the right side of that picture, you can see they've taken off one layer of muscle. You got it. They took off a layer. There's a layer underneath that layer, too. Muscles of the back. Until you get to the juicy stuff, you've got to go through about 5 layers, 4 to 5 layers, depending where you are. In between those layers is what? The fascia. You got it. The fascia. Fascia's going to let you in or fascia's not going to let you in. You got to talk to it. You got to mollycoddle it. You've got to negotiate with it. You've got to cross fiber it. You've got to stretch it. You've got to cleanse it. You've got to feel it. You've got to get in touch with it. You've got to listen to its response to your practice. You can pray your way to the deep layers, then so be it. You will have your miracle. If you're like most people and you can't, find something that does, or do a little bit of everything. But what I want you to focus on today is the layers. I want you to understand that you, to me, are a bunch of layers. That's how I look at you. You have your symptoms, your fibromyalgias, your gallbladder problems, your back aches, your colitises, your cancers. No matter what you've got, to me, you're a bunch of layers. And I'm just trying to get you to talk to your layers. I have nothing to do with the healing. I cure nothing. I treat nothing at all. I ask you to get in touch with your layers. If you're going to stop at the superficial muscular layers of your back, don't waste your time with me. Don't waste your time with anybody. You're going to go nowhere if all you're receiving is input with that superficial layer. You know what that is? That's, you did the little cleanse, you had the little massage, you got the little hug. And momentarily, you felt a little better, a little lighter, a little more joyful. Wonderful. Not knocking it. Do it. Do it every second of the day. I will promise you, you will not heal. Not the bad stuff. Not the stuff that sticks around. Everybody can get to the superficial layer. So there's the muscles at the back, the guy on the left there. The left of his back, that's the most superficial layer. Then we go a little deeper. Now, let's keep going. Let's go to picture number 9. Go to picture number 9. Take a look at that gorgeous picture. Guess what we did? We dissected out picture number 8. We went deeper. Years ago in chiropractic school, I was blessed. I had a great relationship with the guy that ran the anatomy lab, Dr. Chavez, Francisco Chavez. He was an MD, and he had a master's degree in anatomy. He loved dissection. We made friends. And so I could do whatever I wanted in the dissection room. And nobody wanted to do anything, any of that. Anyway, no one wanted to dissect. Students would petition the dean to get out of dissection because it was disgusting to them. So I could be in there at any hour of the day and well into the night with 5 or 6 cadavers, corpses, and I could do whatever I wanted, and I did. It was so much fun. That in itself was worth the whole education. And then I tutored. The Japanese would come at that time from Japan when their economy was better. And they'd have our school buy 5 or 6 fresh cadavers at 10,000 a cadaver. And we tutor the Japanese students. And I got to run that too. It was phenomenal. And what you learned were the layers. The body's layered. Here's another layer. You've got to get through that layer. Because you've got to get to picture 10, the other layer. Look at that. You don't think of it that way. And what's between all those layers? Between all those layers is snot. That's right. I want you to think of it as glue and snot. Glue, snot, dried blood. How's that for hard science? History of science has always come down to common sense. History of science has always come down to common sense. If you don't have something to navigate your way using your common sense, whatever that means, you're lost. You'll end up in a little corner in a little office collecting dust for the rest of your life, rotting away in discontent. And that's what happens to lots of scientists. Because believe me, the cash isn't there for them if they don't have common sense. You've got to be able to ask the right question. Anybody can get an answer. Anybody can do research. Research is monkey work. That's why most of your doctorates don't get paid. Yeah, the guy down the street that runs his own independent car wash, he gets paid more than most of your scientists. That's the truth. Why? He's got to think. A lot of scientists don't. They're technicians. Where science gets interesting is when you ask the right questions. The great geniuses ask the right questions. You might as well be manicuring nails if you're not asking the right questions. The body is a bunch of layers of tissue. And in between those layers of tissue is snot and mucus, dried blood, infection, precipitate. And you've got to keep peeling the layers. That is why it takes you 1 to 2 to 3 to 5 to 10 years. You got to learn the ropes. You got to learn the ropes. Some of you know you have to learn the ropes. Others of you are buying into that Kool-Aid, lemonade, Brooklyn Bridge, superficial Madison Avenue sales pitch in holistic medicine that you can come on right in and experience the unbelievable effects of somebody's therapy. This is a joke. The best you're going to get is first base. There's always aberrant miracles. But by and large, statistically, healing is fun. It's a lot of fun and a lot of work. Work is fun. Because it takes time for you to break through the layers of tissue. Keep looking at the layers. Picture number 7. After picture number 10, you get to picture number 7. That is the spinal column, all the vertebra denuded of their muscles, ligaments, tendons, and fascia. It's the naked you. If that naked you had the flexibility of a snake, sorry I have to do this to you, go down to picture 31. I tried to get a friendlier picture. Go to picture 31. You know, where I used to broadcast this show from was way up in the mountains overlooking the ocean in Malibu. And 2, 3, 4, 5 times a year for 10 years, 12 years, I'd see something like that. Yeah, I do admit I whacked a lot of these animals. You know, if you capture them, if you catch a rattlesnake, you got to drive it a few miles away because it will come back to its den. And that den, if it's on your stoop, is right next to your house. So you got to get rid of them. Look at that animal. Picture 31. You're going to have nightmares now. You hate me. Look at that picture. Look at that animal's spine. look at the flexibility in that spine. Take that up and now look at, go look at picture number 7 again. Take it up to picture number 7. That snake's spine is like your spine, same spine. And you have fangs too. It's called your bicuspids. All right, it's your incisors, excuse me. Your four canines. You got fangs. Look at that picture. That's your spine. Can you flex your spine that way? That's another layer. That is a layer. Those joints have to separate so you have a flexibility like that snake. Oh, we're rocking. I can feel it. You're getting it now. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc, not.com, with two T's. If you're driving when you get home, do that. This show will change you. I declare it will change you if you just dig in and forget your illusions, delusions, assumptions, suppositions, and nonsense about what it takes to get you where you want to go. If you let that go and get into this, these are concepts. Concepts born out of a lot of sweat and education on my end, and they work, but you've got to attach. This is not a cookbook. It's not just a simple formula. It's not for everybody. It's for people that want to get out of the box and get to a healing. Look at that spine. It's got to be like the snake. Now, let's take that spine apart. Let's take that spine apart right now and understand that that spine, well, how do we want to do this? Let's go to picture number 33. Go to picture 33. Sorry if you're driving or on the radio. I don't know how you can appreciate this. Maybe you can. Get to the computer if you can. It's so much better. Look at that blue thing. That blue thing going right down the center of the spine. That's the spinal cord. It's going down a hole in your vertebral bodies. It's going down a hole in your vertebral bodies. You got to get to that layer. Superficial, intermediate, deep, deeper than deep. Bones of the spine, inside the bones of the spine. And now you've got that blue spinal cord attached to your brain running down the center of your vertebra. Believe me, the snake can get there. Can you? Because what's inside that? What's inside that? Well, how about this? What's inside the canal, the vertebral canal? What's inside that? Take a look at picture number 22. This will knock your socks off. Picture number 22, look at that. That's what's inside your spinal canal, the spinal cord. That's the brain and the cord. That's encased in your bones. And that brain and that cord need to pump. That's another layer. The superficial fascial layer, the deeper layer, the deeper layer, the deeper layer, and the deeper layer just in the back. Get to the bones. Get inside the bones to the spinal cord. Now remember, that cord has a coating. Picture 23. Just take a look at that. That's the spinal membrane, picture 23. That's the dural tissue of the spine. That's another layer. You've got to get to that layer. Picture number 19. Look at picture 19. A little cartoon. Picture 19. Pump 1, pump 2, pump 3. Those are pumps. Pumps designed to get to that layer. If you can pump, you can stretch that layer of dural tissue. The dural membrane stretches in response to pumping those pumps. That's why the sacrum is sacred. I declare, this is the essence of medicine. You're hearing it. Do you know truth? Are you locked up in what herb or what drug to take for your symptom? Get off that. That is a joke. And yes, it may be better than nothing at times, but you will not deliver a healing. Use that herb. Use that herb to get to those pumps. Use that pharmaceutical drug to get to those pumps. Use that surgery, if need be, to get to those pumps. But get to those pumps, because when you get to those pumps, things will change. The sacrum is a pump. The ventricular system is a pump. The hypothalamic pituitary system is a pump. Get to those pumps. The spinal cord is covered in dural tissue. Now go to picture 17. Look at picture 17. Those are the hemispheres of the brain there. Picture 17. Look at that white thing that splits the skull in two. It's called the falx cerebrae. Look at picture 17. Blow it up. Go to the left upper side on the bottom there. F-A-L-X-C-E-R-E-B-R-I. Falx cerebrae. What a magnificent world it is. What magnificent creations you are. What unbelievable mystery to be discovered, to be explored in the falx cerebrae. The Latins knew it. The Romans knew it. The Greeks knew it. The Egyptians knew it. The Taoists knew it. The Tantrics knew it. The American Indian knew it. What about your computer analyst today? Does he know it? What about your metrosexual today? Does he know it? What about the line at Starbucks every morning? The one that goes for three blocks. Get that sugar and caffeine so you can meet your day. What about that group of people? What about Kaiser? What about the MD that gave you your physical this year? What about your holistic practitioner? You're going to celebrate Thanksgiving next Thursday. What about the rest of your family? You're going to ask them, how are you? How you doing, Fred? There's going to be a moment or two about the illness, about the disease, about the symptom, about the terrible news. There's going to be people not at Thanksgiving because they're too sick. What about them? And look what God gave you. You should pray. Definitely you should pray. You should pray to get a relationship with these deeper tissues. And I will guarantee you that Jesus did. I will promise you that had halo around his head was suggesting that he had mastered the act. There's a theology for you. It's the theology of the body. You can't divorce yourself from the falx cerebrae, from the dural tissue, from the cord, from the little joints in the vertebral column, from your deep muscular layer, multifidus, rotatoris longus, rotatoris brevis, your dural sheath. You cannot divorce yourself from these layers. Nor can you divorce yourself from your skin, the most superficial layer, and yet the one that can rivet, it can bullet ride itself right to the core of your being, the skin, touch, the arts of these things. Your infants know it. Your mothers know they must touch their child. All nature condones, exalts, performs, demonstrates, contours the art of touch. Young lovers do. What about you? In your illness, when was the last time you were touched, touched correctly, touched with power, touched electrically, in a way that would allow receptor sites going from the skin to the falx cerebrae, to the dural tissue, to communicate with each other? When did you ask yourself that? Picture number 18. More of that white stuff. And understand, what's in between all this, all these layers? Again, snot, mucus, blood, infection, you name it. Static, blocked stuff. Goo, moo, and foo. Grease, gunk, dirt, slime. You don't have to be a genius to heal. You just have to have perspective. You don't need a lot of money. You know what money's worth in a healing? Under supervised care, you speed it up, but you can still get there. You need perspective. I put the subscription out for $25 for 180 shows. Have you bought one? Can you attach? Every inch of your body is a miracle. And you sit there and ask yourself why you're spinning in circles like it's you just haven't found the right practitioner? Don't delude yourself. That brain, look at it. It sits in there. You see confluence of sinuses? Picture 18. Picture 17. Picture 18, that's the dural tissue. That's the same tissue connecting to your spine all the way down on that picture lower. Picture 23, picture 17, picture 18, picture 19, picture 23 is surrounding picture 22. You're encased in it. We should stop the show. You do nothing now for the next 32 minutes but meditate on those pictures. That's what you do. Now, you're going to get response. You're going to get response measured in the form of flickers. You're going to feel a little better. You're going to feel a little circulation. You're going to feel a little lighter. You're going to feel some warmth. You're going to feel some tingling. Something's going to move you that the ancients called the spirit. There's a spiritual force in the body that when you address these layers deeply enough through time, experience, and education, when you finally get deep enough into these layers, what layers? I just showed them to you. Something begins to happen. And there's a tissue that mediates all of this. It's called fascia. You've heard me talk about fascia, but we got to go deeper here. I want you to have the visuals on the fascia. I want you at Thanksgiving dinner to look at the layers of people. Who is resonating from their core? Who is locked in their superficial membranes? Who is dried and caked and crusty and stale? And coagulated. Who is oozing pus from each and every one of their pores? Who has the stench of something dead? As you stuff down the giblets and gravy, ask yourself that question as they mention their illness, their disease. That chiropractor they went to at your suggestion and spent their hard-earned money because no one's going to pay for this stuff but you. Government's not paying for this medicine. Government's not setting aside any health care benefits for this. This is you pay in gold coins, preferably. And you're going to reach deep and come up with nothing. And that's who you tell your friends to go see. Many people engage in a holistic enterprise in the hope of developing a practice, getting a solution. And they don't realize that you can't get to those layers dried and caked and coagulated, twisted and torn. Because there's a tissue. Now go to picture 26. There's a tissue. Look at picture 26. There's the fascia. That tissue, picture 26, is wrapped around all of your organs, the organ with your cancer. Did someone just wake up? The arthritic finger, the joint about to be replaced, the gallbladder about to be excised, the Parkinson's, the Alzheimer's, the lupus, the scleroderma, the ankylosing spondylitis, the ulcerative colitis, the Crohn's, the hemorrhoids, the toenail fungus, the trigger finger, the bronchitis, the emphysema, the high thyroid, the low thyroid, the adrenal failure. There is nothing that shouldn't be. There's nothing that isn't communicating or not or poorly communicating with the fascia. This is so understood, we try, picture 27, to manipulate the fascia. We know this. Picture 27, Luigi Stocco and Carla Stecco. Stocco and Stecco. They're manipulating fascia. If they were going to be that successful at manipulating the fascia, you would have already heard them. But they're trying to manipulate fascia on those same people eating giblets and gravy at Thanksgiving. You can't manipulate the fascia in those people. It's too dried and caked and clotted and coagulated and precipitated and twisted and torn and scarred. So it's not manipulable. You certainly can't get that deep. Until you get to the dural layer, you will not see real healing. I watched Donald Kelly do this 25, 30 years ago. When you witness a healing, I don't care if it's cancer, heart disease, renal failure, it doesn't matter. Until you can get to that deep tissue and talk to it. I know someone's listening going, okay, what do I do? What do I do to get to this tissue? You're going too fast. The first thing you do is understand whatever you do to get to this tissue, because of the layers, it will take time. This confounds me with people. We are lied to by all dimensions of all business, of all medicine, holistic included. So perfectly, so deeply, so consistently, and for so long, that if somebody says to you, you've had this for 40 years, it's going to take a year or two to move the ball for real, you walk out. That person's got to be lying. It's not that you don't want to deal with you. It's not. It's not that you don't want to deal with you. It's you don't believe it. You really think it ought to take 6 weeks or 12 weeks. You really think you ought to get a little bit of return because you've worked so hard. You've given up your coffee and your donuts. You've given up your alcohol. You've gotten to the track for 20 minutes 2 to 3 times a week. Something should be happening. You're dreaming. You're dreaming. Don't dream. Don't dream. Unless you can back it with action. Because it goes too fast. Picture 25. Look at picture 25. Look at the gallbladder, the green thing. And now look at that white thing that extends out of the green thing. That's connective tissue. That's connective tissue. That's fascia. Look at that large intestine near that yellow fat. Look at that big, brown, large tube there. This is picture 25. If you're new to the show, this is Dr. Vincent Medici, straighttalk.cc. Get to my website, .cc, not .com. Look at how that large intestine is connected into that fat, and that fat is connected into the small intestine, and the small intestine is connected into the pancreas, and that pancreas and small intestine through that white sheath are connected up into the gallbladder and the liver. That's connective tissue. Can you get to the connective tissue? That's a layer. That's a deep fascial layer. Again, the fascia connects the skin all the way to the dural sheath. The fascia connects to the skin all the way to the dural sheath. Can you get there? That's the question. Are you willing to wait? Are you willing to work? You'll do anything for 6 weeks. You'll eat paper bags. You'll walk the plank. You'll slay wild dragons. You'll spend thousands of dollars. As long as it takes 6 weeks and you don't have to meet yourself. Doesn't work that way. In those connective tissues is your consciousness. In your connective tissues, your fascia is your consciousness. Go to the bottom of the site. We're going to take a few minutes to do this. This is better done later on, but just go to the bottom of all those pictures. I put two clips on from YouTube. Go to the bottom clip, click that arrow in the middle, and just take a look at this with me for a moment. Just take a look at this. And I'm going to lower my volume so you don't have to listen to this. And then I'm going to try to ask you to move along here. Just take your cursor and go along that gray line. Okay? And I want you to just move along. Go to 2 minutes and 1 second. Everybody go to 2 minutes and 1 second into that. 2 minutes and 1 second. Now look at that. 2 minutes and 1 second. That's tendon. And you see those blood vessels trapped in that connective tissue? Those blood vessels connect into your organs ultimately. 2 minutes and 1 second. Keep going. Go to 4 minutes. Go to 5 minutes and 42 seconds. Let's see if we can pull this off. 5 minutes and 42 seconds. 542. Look at that. 5 minutes and 42 seconds in. And then click it on. Look at all that white gooey stuff. Go do it again. Go to 5 minutes and 42 seconds. I hope you know how to do this. Go to 542. And then click on the arrow and play it for about 10 seconds. Look at all that goo. Look at all that white snot. That's fascia. That's connective tissue. That is moving. That fascia, that connective tissue, is moving from your skin into the first layer, the second layer, the third, the fourth layer, the fifth layer, the sixth layer, the spinal cord. And as you get deeper, your electromagnetic field starts to change the way your cell functions. Go down to picture number 36. Go to picture 36. There is a cell attacked by free radicals. Look at how it's all shriveled up. Go to picture 35. There's a fresh newborn cell. It's all working good. Mitochondria, the centrioles, the vesicles, the protoplasm or the cytosol or the cytoplasm, the rough endoplasmic reticulum, the smooth endoplasmic reticulum, the ribosomes, the flagellum, the lysosomes, the Golgi process, the DNA, the nucleus, the nuclear envelope, so on and so forth and so on and ad infinitum and forever and ever and ever and ever. There's a fresh cell. Now look at 36. There's a cell damaged in the membrane. There's a cell attacked by free radicals. It's like if you had a fresh grape and you just kept throwing darts at it until it just looked like it was beaten over the head, squashed, churned up. Right? The way you feel at the end of the day. The way you feel sometimes when you get up in the morning. Not the way your children feel. Not the way you felt when you were 19. Gradually creeping in, little by little by little by little. That is why you cleanse. That is why you stretch. But you have to do these things correctly, and you have to get to the deeper layers. That's the point I want to just drive through. You don't get to the deeper layers when you try to touch your toes and you're 9 to 12 inches away from the floor. The show I did on stretching last week, the show I did a few weeks ago on blood stasis. Get real. It takes a while to thin that blood. It takes a while to get those tendons isolated. Stretching is an art. That art form, after 40 years of fibrosis, takes time. Now you can appreciate that time. Why does that help you? Because at 4 a.m. when you're up in pain, you're not sleeping, you're up peeing all night long, your back is killing you, there's a tumor growing in your brain, you're up for a surgery, and they're going to replace an organ soon, and you don't want it to happen, but you've got no choice, and you're in the game, and you don't want it to happen, and it's 4 a.m., and there's no one there to talk to you, to touch you, to hold you, to tell you it's going to be okay, even if they're guessing. I'm telling you right now, it takes time. Why? Because I want you to believe me? No, I want you to look at the body and use your common sense. I don't care if you're a plumber, a machinist. I don't care if you wash cars for a living. I don't care if you're an MD, a PhD. I don't care if you're the president. This is common sense. The science is there. This is what the medical doctors should be understanding. Not just mouthing, but understanding. You can feel the layers peel. Didn't you ever get up one morning and feel yourself connecting to a deeper part of yourself? More of you? If you do, pat yourself on the back, light a cigar, praise God. You're on your way. Keep doing that. Keep doing that. And you'll get there. 60 minutes. I'm doing it for you. 60 minutes. This sums it up. You have a problem, you listen to this show. I'd be looking for the quick and easy fix if I thought there was one. I've been doing this too long. I've had too much success. I've had too many defeats to know that there's only one way to look at this way. Not my way, the way the body will expose itself to you if you'll just take a look. This is in my opinion. This is my appeal to you to use your common sense, something beyond your analytical faculty. Because believe me, your common sense is not in your frontal lobe. It's not your cortex. It's deeper than that. It's something more primal. It's something more basic. It's something you had before that frontal lobe developed. Your soul doesn't live in your analytic mind. It's getting churchy today, isn't it? Getting churchy. Don't know how to get around it. Either the light goes on in you or it doesn't. If it doesn't, you don't heal. I've done it every other way. Done it every other way. I've watched people come in with nothing and go the distance. And I've watched people come in with hundreds and thousands and thousands and hundreds of dollars to dispense holistically, allopathically, and go nowhere. I was relentlessly forced to do this show. But there's the layers. If there's the layers with all these wonderful little mysteries at the bottom of all these layers, you got to ask yourself, does this make sense? Now, I hate to do this to you, but the Chinese have figured all this out once again. The ancient medicines. The Europeans had it too. They understood it also. But it's gone. They industrialized so fast, it disappeared. By 1900, it was gone. The Chinese in 1900 were still very, very primitive. They didn't start to upgrade or downgrade or whatever you want to call it till the Cultural Revolution in the 60s. And they're coming on with such a blast, as is India, that the last place you're going to hear a holistic perspective right now today is mainland China. The last place you're going to hear a true holistic perspective today, save some of the caves of ancient India, is India. Your average Indian, look at them. Sit in Starbucks and look at them. Down here in Orange County, Indians, Chinese from China, they're there. Hopefully, they're embracing America. And then they're welcome, are they not? But their countries were the countries that still today possess the oldest living, coherent articulations on what I'm talking about, and that they haven't heard of this stuff. Technology has hit India and China. It's for America to do it. It's for you to do it. 714-850-1007. If you have some common sense and you want to move the health ball, you give that number a call. Make the appointment. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. If this makes sense to you, do it. Don't put it off. Do it. Do it before the holiday. Do it. Because your money comes back to you. You invest in your health, it comes back to you. That's what people don't get. You might say, yeah, I get it, but not in the trenches. You're so certain that there's so many opinions and so many approaches that you're just playing lotto. Lotto. Who wants to play lotto with your hard-earned money? Because everybody's saying the same thing, right? Take this and I'll do that. And this is free and that's discounted and this is on sale. And call now and order up. And we love you. Forget it all. Use your common sense. We're looking at a perspective here that I'm asking you to take into yourself. Picture number 8. Picture number 9. Picture number 10. Picture number 7. All the way into 17, 18, 19, 23. All the way to understanding 25. That the organs need to separate their fascial adhesions, or you're not going to get to that level. And I'm saying that other medicines have retained this knowledge, at least in the transcripts, Chinese being one of them. The Chinese call, go to picture number 2, the musculoskeletal level, the Wei level, W-E-I, the Wei level. Look at the Wei level. Here, it's going to get described for you. Picture number 3. Go to picture number 3 now. The Wei or defensive level of energy. Qi, qi, prana, universal life force, gi. Put your own word in there. Electromagnetic, biorhythm, healing energy. Ask your 3-year-old to just substitute the word QI with whatever you want. It doesn't matter. All this electromagnetic mumbo jumbo, they're just talking about the fact that the chemistry reduces to the biophysics, meaning it really, the chemistry is fundamentally a biophysical electromagnetic phenomenon. Big deal. Now give it a word. It's a big deal when you can feel it when you stretch a tendon. It's a big deal when you can feel it when you stretch your breath. If you've got musculoskeletal pain, if you've got terminal disease, if you've got organ dysfunction, organs on the way out, whatever you have to start feeling this stuff flow. The Chinese understood that it's in layers. Hey, wait a second, that's that magic word, layers. The Wei layer, the Ying layer, the Jing layer. The Chinese understood it was 3 layers. Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, Indian medicine, every medicine. Eskimo medicine understands layers. You got to get pierced deep so you can hear your soul tell you what to do. You got to get pierced deep in therapy so you can start to hear and understand what your soul is telling you to do. The soul knows all. The soul knows all. You're not listening to it through a layer of sludge. You think you are. You're going through the motions. If you're not getting the return, you're just not getting the core. The way your defensive layer of chi flows on the outer layers of the body. The way chi protects the body from diseases, meaning bacteria, virus, parasites, circulating on the outside channels in the skin and the muscles. There's that outer layer. I showed it to you a minute ago. Then we go to picture one. Picture one, the yin level, the functional inner layer that flows deep directly beneath the wei level and comprises the organs. It comprises the organs. That's the energy that moves through your organs. Now, that's important to understand. It's another layering. And then look at picture number four. Picture number four, the jing level. Jing. Wei Ying Jing. Wei Ling Jing. Wei Ying Jing. Those are the three layers. They've got their understanding. Jing, basic substance according to traditional Chinese medicine, translated as essence, the body's reserves. Those are your hormonal reserves or your constitutional makeup, your genes. Were you the weak one in the litter? Or were you the strong one in the litter? Which one? Right? Your genes, your constitutional makeup. And your body's reserves, which you can expend too fast. Those reserves, look at it, replenished by food and rest that supports life and is associated with the developmental changes in the organism. Wei, Jing, voila. Wei, Jing. Why do I always forget that second one? Wei, Ying, and Jing. Ying doesn't make sense to me, but that's what they call it. Wei, Ying, and Jing. That's the superficial layer, the organ layer, and the dural sheath. That's what it corresponds to. So Chinese medicine has its larynx. When you get needles in you, they go after the Wei level, they go after the Ying level, and they go after the Jing level. If you can get to the Jing level and skip the Wei and the Ying level, so much the better. The Wei, the Ying, and the Jing, they talk to each other. Wei, Ying, and Jing talk to each other. The three levels talk to each other. What you are to me is a bunch of layers. Walk in, sit down, say hello. You are a bunch of layers. Those three layers, Wei, Ying, and Jing, they talk to each other. I'm looking for a way in. I am a safe cracker. That's what a doctor is. He's a safe cracker. He's figuring out how to talk to your layers. He's asking you to listen to your layers. Now, the Chinese did something else. They broke the body down into three other dimensions. So there's the surface to the core, and then there's top to bottom. Go to picture six. Picture six. Jiao. J-I-A-O, Jiao. Upper Jiao, middle Jiao, lower Jiao. I call it Jiao. Upper, middle, and lower. Three divisions of the body. Go to picture five. The upper burner, the middle burner, and the lower burner. These are the three levels of the body. You have to connect these three levels into one coherent form, like the snake. You have to connect these three levels, lower, middle, and upper, like the snake. Sorry, I got to do this to you. Back to picture 31. When you connect the lower, the middle, and the upper, you can do what the snake does. When you can connect the lower, the middle, and the upper, you can do what the snake does. real important. The lower jaw, the middle jaw, the upper jaw. People get locked. Their spines get locked. Just like you can't connect the outer layer to the middle layer, to the lower layer, to the lower layer, to the bony layer, to beyond the bony layer, to the dural tube, to the spinal cord. You can't connect the upper jaw to the middle jaw to the lower jaw. Connecting up to down, out to in. That's what you are. You are up to down, you are out to in. You are on a journey to connect up to down and out to in. All in 6 weeks. And we're running a special today, 2 for 1. We're still doing it. We're still doing it. We're replacing medicine with sales. That is how we do it. And you get the screw. Do you understand? Have the guts to take this show and have one of these denser forms listen to this show and watch their face. And drop me a comment. Go to the bottom. There's a comment section. Leave a reply, comment. Tell me what you see in their face. Tell me how they respond. And what you'll get is an understanding of why they'll heal or why they won't. This is the only way it happens. Not my way. This is what the body's telling you if you look at it. In that context, it's the only way. Fascinating stuff. Now, here's the knockout punch. If you can connect to the upper, to the middle, to the lower, you'll get to the bone marrow. Picture 13 and 14. Don't even blow it up. You'll get to the bone marrow, which produces the stem cells. And those stem cells seed your diseased organ. And you will find God there. That is when you'll know your soul. That is when you know your soul. When the bone marrow talks to you. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici, 714-850-1007. If you need a perspective shift, you give that number a call. Make an appointment. God bless you. Have a great Thanksgiving. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.